Chapter 2. The Clouds. Moomin Troll, Snufkin and Sniff arrived back at Moomin House. Moomin Mama was in the kitchen making breakfast, and Moomin Papa was in the sitting room.
"We've found a hat," said Moomin Troll. "Look, it's a beautiful new hat for you."
Moomin Papa looked at the hat closely. Then he put it on his head and looked in the mirror. The hat was too big for him, and it nearly covered his eyes. He looked quite strange.
"Mother!" shouted Moomin Troll. "Come and look at Father!"
Moomin Mama opened the kitchen door and looked at Moomin Papa.
"How do I look?" asked Moomin Papa.
"You look very handsome in it, but it's a bit too big," said Moomin Mama. "And I think that you look better without a hat." Moomin Papa looked in the mirror again, and then he put the hat on the table.
"You're right," he said. "Some people look better without hats."
"Of course, dear," said Moomin Mama kindly. "Now eat your eggs, children. You must be hungry after the winter."
"But what shall we do with the hat?" asked Sniff.
"It can be a bin," said Moomin Papa,
and he went upstairs. Snufkin smiled.
"Why do people need so many things?" he thought.
Snufkin only had his clothes and his mouth organ, but that was enough. Snufkin put the hat down on the floor between the table and the kitchen door. The three friends ate their breakfast. Then Moomin Troll said,
"Let's go and see Snork Maiden."
He threw his eggshell into the bin and they went out into the garden. The dining room was now empty. The hobgoblin's hat stood in the corner between the table and the kitchen door. Moomin Troll's eggshell lay in the bottom of the hat. And then something really strange happened. The eggshell began to change. Why was this happening? Well, if something lies in the hobgoblin's hat, it begins to change into something quite different. It was lucky for Moomin Papa that the hat was too big and that he did not wear it for long. The eggshell became soft and it started to get bigger and bigger. After some time, it filled the hat. Then, four small clouds floated out of the hat. They floated out of the house, down the steps, and into the garden. Then they stayed just above the ground. The hat was empty.
"Oh," said Moomin Troll. "Is there a fire in the house?" asked Snork Maiden. She looked worried.
The clouds floated in front of them and waited. Snork Maiden touched one with her paw.
"It's very soft," she said.
The others came nearer and felt it too. Snufkin slowly pushed one of the clouds. It floated away for a bit and then stopped again.
"Where did they come from?" asked Sniff.
"I don't know. It's very strange," said Moomin Troll. "Shall we get Mother?"
"No, no," said Snork Maiden. "Let's play with them first."
And she pulled a cloud to her and jumped onto it. She floated up and down on the cloud, laughing loudly.
"Can I have one too?"
asked Sniff, jumping onto another cloud. The cloud did a little jump over the ground.
"Wow!" Sniff cried. "It moved!" They all jumped onto the clouds and shouted happily. Sniff discovered that he could move his cloud in different directions with his feet. He could turn left and right, and he could also go up and down. They had a fun time playing with the clouds. They floated up to the tops of the trees and to the top of Moomin House. Moomin Troll floated outside Moomin Papa's window and shouted, "Hello!" Moomin Papa ran to his window.
"Oh!" he shouted. "What is happening?"
Next, Moomin Troll floated to the kitchen window and shouted to his mother.
"What have you found now, dear?" she said. "Don't fall down."
"Let's fly somewhere on our clouds," Moomin Troll said to Snork Maiden.
"Yes," she said.
"Where shall we go?"
"Let's go and see the Hemulin and give him a surprise," said Moomin Troll.
The Hemulin was not in the garden, so Moomin Troll and Snork Maiden floated into the forest to look for him. After a while, they saw him. He was walking along with his hands behind his back and his eyes on the ground. Moomin Troll and Snork Maiden flew down and stopped next to him.
"Good morning," they called.
"Oh," shouted the Hemulin. "Don't jump at me suddenly like that."
"Oh, sorry," said Snork Maiden.
"But look at us. We're riding on little clouds."
"That is very strange," said the Hemulin. "But then, you often do strange things, so I'm not very surprised. Anyway, I'm feeling quite sad right now."
"Why?" asked Snork Maiden. "Have you lost a special stamp again?" asked Moomin Troll.
"No," said the Hemulin. "I have all my stamps. That is the problem. There are no more stamps to add to my collection. I've finished it."
"Isn't that a good thing?" said Snork Maiden.
"No," said the Hemulin. "Because what do I do now?"
"Oh, I think that I'm beginning to understand," said Moomin Troll slowly. "Collecting things is more fun than just owning them."
"Dear Hemulin," said Snork Maiden, "I have an idea. Can you start collecting something different? Something new?"
"That's a good idea," said the Hemulin, but he still looked worried. He did not want to look too happy so soon after being so sad.
"Butterflies?" asked Moomin Troll.
"No,"
said the Hemulin, and he looked sad again.
"My second cousin collects butterflies, and I hate him."
"Shells?" said Snork Maiden.
"No,"
said the Hemulin sadly.
"Well, then I really don't know," said Snork Maiden.
"We'll think of something," said Moomin Troll. "I'm sure that Mother will have some ideas."
The Hemulin walked away, and Moomin Troll and Snork Maiden rode their clouds to the top of the trees. It was sunny up there. They thought more about the problem of the Hemulin's new collection, but they did not have many more ideas. It was warm now, and they lay on their backs feeling tired. Suddenly, they saw a butterfly. In spring in Moomin Valley, if the first butterfly you see is yellow, you will have a happy summer. If it is white, you will have a quiet summer. Nobody talks about black and brown butterflies, because they are much too sad.
"Look, a butterfly," said Snork Maiden. "What colour is it?"
It's gold, said Moomin Troll. I've never seen a gold butterfly before. What does that mean?
Gold is even better than yellow, said Snork Maiden.
Later, when they got home for dinner, they met the Hemulin at the house. He looked very happy.
What is it? Asked Moomin Troll. I've decided to become a botanist. I'm going to collect and study plants, shouted the Hemulin. Look!
He showed them a small plant with yellow flowers.
It's a Gagea lutea, he said. This will be number one in my collection. It's beautiful.
The Hemulin put the plant on the table.
Put it in the corner, Hemulin dear, said Moomin Mama. I want to put the soup there.
Then she filled everyone's plate with soup.
Now, has everyone had a good time today? She asked.
We've had a wonderful time,
they all cried. Next morning, Moomin Troll looked for the clouds, but he could not find them anywhere. The eggshell was back in the bottom of the hobgoblin's hat, and still, nobody knew that the hat was a magic hat.